Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM, Shir number 133, Ba'is Pnimi Shifamen, Shir number 133. We touched upon in the last Shir when these needs that a wife needs in the sexual, physical, intimate relation that we talked about in the last two Shiurim, affirmations, connections, non-sexual touch, and all of these things, we touched upon it at the end of the last Shir, about the consequences of what happens if you don't meet those needs. And we talked about how there could be a tremendous feeling of disappointment that she feels, a feeling of disconnect that she doesn't feel cared for or appreciated or valued. And she could go through the motions, but she won't initiate anything, won't have any motivation to initiate anything. She may feel a deep rejection, a loneliness, to doubt and mistrust when her husband doesn't show love and appreciation towards her. She may view her husband as selfish because of his self-absorption of not being sensitive to her needs. She may stop trying hard to be a good wife, and she'll concentrate instead on motherhood or work or whatever it is. She may not dress up for him anymore. And certainly not initiate sex or respond to his advances. And she may become irritable and resentful, and she may pull away sexually. And again, we're not justifying or saying that that's healthy behaviors when she does this. But we as husbands need to understand that we have a responsibility, and very often our own behaviors affect our wives' behaviors. And if we don't appreciate these real needs that are needed, it will, whether it's true or not true, she will feel that she's like just an object to us. Something that a husband likes and enjoys being with, but not really as a person. And she'll pull away emotionally. And she may, unfortunately, try to punish her husband, like we said, by withdrawing, ignoring, and so on and so forth. It's very, very sad, or escape into unhealthy things. So that's what we talked about at the end of last year. And we quoted a quote, which I think is a beautiful quote. The grass isn't greener on the other side. It's greener where it's watered. And therefore, it's very, very important to work through that. And a wife does respond to a husband who takes care of her emotions, her heart, and so on and so forth. So some of the eights of what to do pertaining to these needs, is these are sober reminders of what happens when a wife's needs are not met. And therefore, it's important to encourage, to invest in your wife, to love her, to meet her needs. Consider that a very important part of Avodas Hashem. One aspect is, of course, to be consistent. Don't just give affirmations when your wife has done something right or did something good. But then, because if you do that, then your wife will feel that your love for her is based on her quote-unquote performance. You don't do that. You could praise her actions here and there and everything, of course, but you affirm her as a human being. You thank her for what things she has done for you and your family. Welcome her advice. Welcome her insights. Praise all every attempt that she tries, and recognize her efforts and appreciate her. And sometimes you have to affirm her just because. Nothing like einai tali bedavar, not connected to anything tangible. You just love her. Just tell her, I love you. Feel proud. She should see that you're proud that she is your wife. She's greatly strengthened when she hears her husband express love and appreciation for her. Especially if in front of certain family members, whatever it is that a husband praises his wife in front of them. That's very, very special. You know, a husband telling his own mother what he loves about his wife. You know, it has to be obviously a normal, healthy relationship, but that sometimes is a very positive thing. And make her feel beautiful. First of all, again, Shmir Sanaim helps with this. Removing the unrealistic garbage of the stupid expectations that people have. Make her feel confident about her own body. About her appearance, weight, weight, whatever it is. These are sensitive issues for women. paradoxically, you never, first of all, you never ever tease your wife about her body, chas v'shalom. Even if you're not happy with certain things, it makes no difference. And that is the idea, you know? Some women have difficulty accepting that their bodies are okay. Some women, they could even be very nice looking. They hate the way they look or very insecure about the way they look. Again, unfortunately, because they're comparing themselves with airbrushed images in magazines or in Hollywood or whatever the case may be. So you have to reaffirm again and again how beautiful she is, both inside and outside. And that's a very important thing. Notice that she has a nice smile. Appreciate, again, we're not going to get into it, but that everything that she is physically is perfect for you. And you adapt it in your brain that you're really, you do that, and you're miming in that, and you realize Hashem send you this wife, your wife in particular, and you love her unconditionally in this sense. By doing that, there is a hesiris usually to make things better and to enhance. That is the idea. So you have to be sensitive also with the weight thing and all the other things. You have to be very, very sensitive. And you love her and you work with her and you affirm that she's beautiful to you in all areas, her smile, her eyes, and other things, you know, in intimate life you could express, and you encourage her, you always daven for her. That's a very important thing also. You daven for Shalom Bayis overall, and you daven for your wife specifically. You daven for your wife specifically. It's also important to learn what's in her mind, to understand her, to understand her. You know, she may be going through different things that you may not even know about because you don't listen to her. She may be battling against things. She was hurt by a certain friend that she thought was her friend, or struggling in a particular job, or a critical mother that's bothering her about something, or one of the children, or downness or something. It's important, not because of curiosity, not just being, you know, a diagnostician or something like that, but really just as a human being to human being, to find out what's going on in your wife's head and what's bothering her, for the purpose of listening to her and trying to encourage her. And you include her in your life. You know, Rav Avigdor Miller used to talk about it in Mishlei. Do you say everything to each other? No. You know, it's brought down. You have to, you know, you don't just spill out everything that's going on, and sometimes extra words could cause a lack of respect or some problems, but you don't disclude her from your life. You have to be open to the extent where you each are invite each other into your world, even into your work world, not in detail, but in overall picture of what it's like there. Your wife should know about, again, what you're learning in detail, maybe not, but overall, how is it going with your chavrusa, your learning life, your work life, your shul life, everything. She should be a part of it. And ultimately, most wise, initially, you know, they may have gotten hardened over the years, but they do want to know that. What excites you? What challenges you? Sharing your successes and failures with her. Again, not putting yourself down in an unnecessary way, but normal human struggles of those type of things is genuine, is vulnerable, and it's healthy. She's not, when she asks you these questions very often, we assume that she's trying to judge you or being critical of you, but really, most of the time, it's not that case. She's not trying to judge you. She's not trying to, examine you. She's trying to want to be part of your life. Eye contact is very important. You know, it's something people are uncomfortable about sometimes, but you could use your eyes to really deeply connect with one another all the time. You verbally affirm her and praise her. And this applies of all time in the Nida period, not the Nida period, all hours of the day, all Matzavim, weekdays, Shabbosim, so on. But during sex as well, during physical intimacy, also affirm her verbally. Of how much she means to you, how much you appreciate her, how much you love the way she looks. Describe her body in beautiful ways. Again, not in vulgar ways, but in beautiful ways. And It's very, very important to do that. Very important, we also talked about, is that if you enjoyed, you know, after you enjoyed each other physically, affirm and connect with your wife. You stay close to her. She wants to stay with you. And afterwards, with cuddling and talking, you do that. I know it's very much a man's nature, especially when he's very, very tired. Once he releases and does what he does, he feels extremely tired very often. And it's a normal thing. And his desire is already down because he did what he needed to do, generally speaking. But it's very important to be strong. This is part of the hard work. If indeed, very often, maybe the wife got used to it already, that that's what he does. But over a while, you connect afterwards and be soft and work with each other. And afterwards, to increase and give her more pleasure if that's what she wants and that's what it is. And it's not over once the act is done. It's very, very important to continue to connect with her afterwards as well. And you'll learn from her. You understand when she's hurt and exhausted or exasperated, and you understand it. You know, you'll learn how to talk to her. Sometimes she doesn't just want a pep talk. You know, you're tough. You can handle it. You're strong. You know, when she feels insecure, sometimes she doesn't need that pep talk. She just needs comfort. She needs you to listen. And sometimes you could openly communicate, you know, I'm trying to learn, you ask her, you know, what would you want me to say when you want this empathy overall? And you learn, you know, and that's really what it is. So, and also her need and preference for certain types of touch, both not during times of intimacy and during times of intimacy. How does she express to you how she wants to be touched? What does she often, let's say, complain about if you touch her too much or too little, or you're too sexual, you're not so sexual? And I, like we said before, sometimes the confusion about what sexual and non-sexual touch is and what she wants could be confusing to you. So you have, you ask her to explain those things to regarding that. You ask her and don't feel hurt. You have to really work. You say, you know, to your wife, I'm trying to work on everything in life, not just on the sexual, but on all areas of life. But in the sexual also, what could I do for you to make it better than it is now? And don't get insulted if she says, I didn't like this or I don't like that, and I prefer you do something different. You learn from it and you adjust to it. You spend time with each other for connection. Sometimes you have to schedule time, you schedule time. Sometimes if you need your wife needs a break, she's under a lot of stress, you know, you take care of the kids and you let her have her space. It's a tremendous chesed. Daily check-ins, weekly check-ins. How can I help you? How can I ease your stress level? Take off that load from her. The more you remove that burden from her, the more time and interest she'll be available to share herself sexually with you. There's a direct correlation between that. You could help her feel relaxed. You could help her by setting aside trying to do that. It's very, very important. And you schedule time for physical intimacy and you work towards it. And you work, let's say, the other nights where you as a couple decided what nights you're intimate and what nights you're not, and there's a break. In those break nights, do everything you can. You basically open. Your wife has a lot of achrayus and you do too. What could I help you in those other nights when we're not intimate, where I could help you with your work, I could help you with what you need in the house, whatever it is. So the next night, when we are intimate, that night, you have less to do and you'll feel more relaxed. So what could I do? What could I do in those other nights when we're not intimate, and that could help you do whatever tasks or things that you need to do that's on your head? That list, we remember we said this a lot of times. A lot of times it's not that they're not interested in intimacy, just they have a whole list of things to do and they don't want sex to be part of that to-do list. It's very down on, you know, all the way on the bottom there. So you really need to help her with whatever that list is to make her feel relaxed. She's behind in her laundry, she's behind in this and that. And there are times where, yes, your help could help tremendously remove that to help her relax better. So in those nights where you know it's intimacy is not taking place those nights, and you know, let's say the following night, it will be according to the schedule you both agreed upon, then you do everything you can to help her to get whatever she needs done So she has that relaxed mode to be able to prepare herself and be relaxed enough to be intimate in a healthy, loving way. So again, no matter what matziv you're in now, you work on these things, you'll see tremendous hatzlacha. Bracha v'hatzlacha to all.